Blog Talk Radio.
Sometimes you gotta lose your mind just to find the motherfucker. Richard Boyle, you know, he said some shit I just can't let go, but the more I thought about his words and the others' research before me, it became a topic, one that needed to be brought to light. So I am Lissa Renee, and this is Vibrate Higher. And y'all already know I'm joined by my co-host, Queen Rich. Hey, lady, how are you feeling? What's your vibe for today? Catch us up with you.
I'm feeling grand, and I'm just, you know what? Sometimes we forget about ourselves and we get in like moods to where you feel lazy, stagnant, whatever the fuck you want to call it, or just plain old anxious. And sometimes I'll be forgetting that I need to meditate. And I've been on it, you know, for these last past couple of days. I've really been ripping and running, minding everywhere. And you know, you fucking wonder why you can't sleep. I've just been having a horrible time trying to sleep and my neck been crooked. And I just finally decided the other morning, hey, you know what? The sun is rising and it's rose. And I got out there with my shoes and socks off, girl, and detoxed my blood and came. And it was just so freaking beautiful. So now I'm making my routine every morning before work, about 10 something. I'm getting out in the sun and I'm getting my feet in the soil and the grass and stuff, and I am meditating. The shit has been so draining, but you know what? I'm just so thankful that we remember. I'm Queen Rich, y'all. I just want to thank everybody for listening, for supporting as always. And, yeah, man, that's the vibe I've been on. Like, I've been trying to be swift with it, you know what I'm saying, kind of glide through this shit because shit been a little rocky. It ain't been just too bad. You know, I'm not the one to complain, but you know what I mean? We want what we want, and shit wasn't where I wanted it to be. So I had to go on and step out there and get my mind right, my vibe right, and I am ready to go. You hear me? I am good. Great.
Well, that's good. I was reading something today, and a lot of shit that you just said, well, a lot of things, not shit, a lot of things that you just said, it was caught up in my same frequency. And I was reading, you know, about the brain waves or whatever anyway, and it asked the question, like, do you ever wonder why you and your friends are caught up or you have the same ideas, you're caught up on the same waves, basically saying that. And a lot of things you just said is a lot of things that I've been doing, like, one thing I don't forget is to meditate, because when I don't meditate, I am a bitch and a half. Like, I don't play them games with nobody. Work, all that, everything get on my nerves. So I'm always meditating, but, y'all, I can't complain. Like, I have goals to reach and new faces to meet. And my energy is getting me into places the physical can't. Like, I'm on the move and forever grateful that the creator chose me. And I watched the video, speaking on something else you said, because I watched this video, and her name is, like, Promised Israel, something like that. But the young lady said something like, people around you or people that you cross, you know, you see, you know, just passing by, remind you, you know, they're in, you see them for a reason. And she was like, God put it in your face to see them because to remind you of who you don't want to be or who you could be. And I forgot the rest because that part matters the most. And when I tell you I refuse to be a lazy motherfucker just full of excuses, I try my hardest to never make excuses. I don't give a fuck what it is. You won't catch me lying. No excuse. If I did it, I did it. I hold myself accountable. But I also know that excuses are just excuses. You got to, you know, you got to maneuver through that. We are I wouldn't say getting older, but we are getting wiser. And I feel like the problem with the world is they lack accountability. It's so many excuses, you know, to make something justifiable to where being accountable is not even a thing. And so I know, like, I'm forever teachable, but you best believe, like, I teach my damn self every second of the day. Every time I got a free second to myself, I'm reading, I'm writing, I'm researching. And so I use my weekly lessons, as y'all know, for home and work. And I took people over questioning what they could know themselves as a blessing. Because usually I get irritated. The fucking folks at work, it's like, because you know how you call in or you talk to somebody and they ask you a question that's just like, damn, you could have went to Google or damn, we learned that in we learned it somewhere. Yeah. You should know it. You know what I'm saying? Just shit like that. And I feel like every day, no matter where I'm at or who I'm talking to, it's always that. Like, motherfucker, I'm not the knowledge bank, okay? And so I've just been considering that to be a blessing instead of a drainage. And when it comes to nature, like, I've been out there like a fucking squirrel, like, and it's been beautiful, like, to see the eclipse, the full moon. Like, I've really been out there, like, and that's one thing I like to do as well, you know, soak in the dirt. And someone they rode by the other day, and they was just like, you too damn grown to be playing in the dirt. And I'm like, dude, I'm not playing. If you want to come join me, you can. Because you know when people, they want to know what you're doing, but they'll kind of mock you to get the answer.
Yeah.
But it's, you know, it's cool. And so with that, I've just been teaching myself, like, everything is everything. And it's just been amazing, y'all. So, yeah. But enough of that. I don't want to ramble all day. So I want to jump into today's show. And I just want to pick y'all brains today. And, you know, when I get started, we don't never really know where we're going with this shit, but we're going to go somewhere with it. And so I know we tapped in on something like this, what we're going to be talking about. So I went back and I listened to the podcast, and it was when we were speaking on the conscious and things like that. And so I went back and listened to the podcast, not to pull notes, but to make sure it wouldn't be a repetitive conversation. And so I hate that I had to miss last week, because I really wanted to have this conversation, like, right after the retrograde, the eclipse, in the full moon, when people were being weird. And so, like, we were speaking, I know we didn't get a chance to speak before we came on live, but we were speaking about, you know, just energy, sidestepping that weird-ass energy. And, you know, I feel like I always sidestep the energy a motherfucker be sending to me, but all week people spoke on me, you know, being able to feel my energy, which is a lie, because you can't feel what I don't put out. Now, you most definitely get the, you know, you probably didn't get the happy emotion you were looking for when, you know, getting on my nerves, but as far as feeling my energy, I can say that this year, or whatever you want to call it, I have not put out energy like that for a person to feel, or to feel some type of way about the energy I do give off, because, again, energy is natural. So I was just like, okay, so motherfuckers say they feeling my feelings, my emotions, or whatever, and I let it go, because, again, I don't even play them whole-ass games. Like, if I feel like I'm going to drain you, I'm not even going to talk to you. Like, we're going to have to take a break, because I don't never want what I'm going through to be, you know, harder on somebody else when it's my fucking issue. So following that, you know, people were coming to me about, remember we talked about it, the spouses, family members, and friends. When we were on air and I was telling you that when people better not come to me no more, you know, and, you know, friends just needing clarification, or, you know, on the situation or two. And I've been around for it. But I feel like I'm tired of thinking for everybody, and I feel like that's where everybody felt like I was attacking them spiritually. And so that's when my spiritual advisor, she reached out to me. I didn't even reach out to her. And she say, Fatima, Miss Fatima. She called me that all the time joking, because this man tried to give me this name when I started this spiritual journey. And so she called me that to mock him. And so she was just like, Fatty, people don't know how to take you. People are feeling that you're being weird towards them. So she was like, what have you done differently this week? And that's when I was telling you, like, I haven't been minding my words. And this was at the beginning of the month. And so I was just like, B, I haven't been minding my words. And anybody that knows me, know I will say some shit and have a motherfucker thinking twice about texting again, or they just won't.
Yeah.
I don't even know. They just be like, damn, like, I don't know how to take you. Even you said it sometimes, you don't know how to really take it. So I just had to really sit with myself and be like, why am I coming like this? Like, I didn't mean nothing by it, but I do know, yeah, like, my delivery, it gets rerouted a few times. And so with that, I was just telling her, like, I don't know if it's, you know, my spirit being burnt out with the subliminal shit, because the physical me, I don't pay no attention to it. I don't give a shit about it. But it's something about the spiritual that will make you speak when shit, you can just let that shit ride. So I was just like, you know, I feel like people like to be subliminal with me when I'm a direct person. So I was just like, maybe I'll re-change my words. And so that got me to thinking on this topic. So I'm just like, okay, have a great day. So I, you know, people like to tell me that when they text me. So I'm, you know, I was having a great day before you started treating me like Facebook. But then, again, I went back to it and I was just like, listen, you have to stop being like this, because this is your calling. You know what I'm saying? You can't run from the calling no matter what you feel is too difficult, yeah, or not. So as the conversation, yeah, got deeper, I knew I needed to, I needed to try to figure this shit out. So we're going to go ahead and jump down this well hole and connect the dots. And for today, there's no clips, just lips. So you got me wondering, how do motherfuckers' minds work? I don't know if you ever thought that, but have you ever, I don't care if you thought the person was slow, a bitch, whatever you thought, have you ever just wondered how another person's mind works outside of yours?
Hell yeah, all the time. Just like, why would you say that, you know, sometimes? Like, or why would you do that to me knowing how I'm gonna react? Like, do you not think, you know what I'm saying? That's how I'm like, what are you thinking? Hell yeah, especially driving too. Like, what was you thinking cutting me off, of all people, the pettiest person? I don't give a damn if I'm driving or not. Why did you think that was okay? I say this all the time. Why did you think that was okay?
Because, yeah, you don't know that I get out this car and whoop your ass. And I'm like, my mama, I'll follow you and make you roll your window down, and I'll tell you your mama and flip you off a whole bunch of times. I got that childish shit from my mama. But
no, for real,
I'm glad you said that. Because I'm still stuck on the John Locke and Richard bullshit. And I don't know if you know who they are. So the people listening, if y'all don't, go do the research. Because today will be more science than history, but it's a little bit of both. But anyways, Richard said, people aren't born with the innate, but they learn by experience. In my first opinion, it was more argumentative because I believe we have innate before we're born. So if you have it before birth, you're going to be born with it. And over the next two podcasts, including this one, we're going to tie that shit all together. But I know that because there are just some things you don't need experience to know. So, Queen Rich, right, I want to ask you, do you think we're born with innate, which is, you know, wisdom, or do you feel like we learn by experience?
I think it's graduate, because, you know, small things, I mean, I don't know, because I think experience as you get older. But when you're small, you know what I'm saying? When you're small and stuff, people are telling you, you got people guiding you, let you know, hey, don't touch that, it's hot, or hey, you can't play with that, you'll get hurt or something like that. But like, as an adult, you don't have nobody holding your hand, you know what I mean, telling you, hey, don't do this, don't make that decision, or you're going to do this, go through this so many times until you get, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, mm-hmm, I'm kind of stuck. I don't know. Am I thinking too much into it?
And, you know, nope. I'm glad you said that, because, and this is what's so fucking crazy, because I know me and you, we spoke maybe, what, 2-3 weeks ago, and I told you I was doing homework. Well, yeah, it was my sister's homework, but she knows research,
yeah,
is my thing,
me,
and I'm determined to know why would one even think like that, like I said. So she was stuck in between it being experience as well. And then when you get to thinking, it's kind of just like, it's kind of half and half if you think about it. But then again,
right,
who can say it's really either, because from what we know is off others' research. And again, before all these books and laws and shit, we were on the laws of nature. We had birthrights. We had natural,
yeah,
rights. Nobody has that shit no
more.
Right. So
right,
we're going to get into that a little bit later. But I wanted to ask you this. I know you spoke on guides, and I feel like that's different than having the experience, because, or would it be one and the same, because it's still like a warning or just like an experience, like I did this before, I know this is going to
happen.
Right,
right, right.
I feel like, you know what I'm saying? It's back and back. But yeah. I asked somebody this, and I want to know it with you, because I know sometimes I don't. But do you think before you talk?
Not all the time.
You just talk.
Right.
I feel like we just talk. Like, you just know what's going to come out next. There's no training it.
Wait. Did you hear what I said? That's so weird because I said I just say what come to mind. But ain't that thinking? First thing to come to my mind.
We're going to get into that later. We're going to get into that.
There we go.
But, you know, when we talk, most people, we talked about this as well, they don't have that dialect. So, again, again, would be that wisdom that you are born with, that inner. It's already within you. It's nothing that you need to experience when it's already in you. So I ask that again because there are some things, you know, we do under the law of natural being. So I feel like we're like Nike. We just do it. But let's go back 3,000 years ago when the brains were bigger, when we were bigger. The lifespan of a human was more years than one needed. So I often wonder why things changed. But when you step to the forefront and check the background, you can see the shit has been altered by the weather, the living process, along with the these are the things that are being altered, the DEA and the DNA of the man, the many races. And, you know, they love to blame climate control for everything. But we know it's deeper than that. But Queen Rich, I want to ask you, why do you think our brains have been shrunken, and do you believe the mind can be altered, and why?
Yes, I do believe that. I believe, one, that the brain has – why do I think that the brain has shrunk? Well, the food we eat, for one, everything is, you know, we don't live, like you said, there was a natural law that we lived by then, back then, and that's no more, you know what I'm saying? So I feel like us being put on this, in this matrix where there's a pattern for shit, you know what I'm saying? Everybody goes through school and this, that, boom, get a job doing this every day, that. Then we going by time, you know what I'm saying? All of that plays into effect, if you ask me. And then with the, what was the second part, the second question? Because I had it.
Do you believe that the brain can be altered and why?
Oh, yes, I do believe so. Because, I mean, has it not already? I don't know. It's all one big mindfuck. And that's, you know what I'm saying? Like the sleep people, the people that don't believe what, you know, shit we talk about and the facts and shit like that. Like the motherfucker, religion, goddamn me, politics, goddamn me. I think that is brain altering from birth. And us, you know what I mean? Our people, our group of people, you know, the high vibers, I feel like we broke away from that. Like, of course we did. We broke away from that, from the programming, and that's what it's called, if you ask me. It's programming. Like, that's another word for mind altering. Like, if you had television, I mean, all of this shit, music, all of this shit has an influence. Like, just by influence, brains are altered. You know, in prison, we used to have these, you know, books, these ghetto fucking drama books, you know what I'm saying, hood-ass books, and everybody want them. I walk an old head, you know what I'm saying, it's an old lady in there or whatever. I'm asking, you know, what the next, you know, series of the books or whatever, and she was like, well, I don't read them dumb, she said something real slick that made me think. I can't think of what she called them, man. IQ droppers. She called them IQ droppers.
Oh, I like that.
I mean, you know what I'm saying? You know what type of books I'm talking about, like winter, the cold winter series and shit like that, like them types of books. She said, I don't read them IQ droppers. She had dictionaries and sites, you know what I'm saying, like shit like that. And I didn't really get it. I was kind of like, bitch, you know, this, that's entertainment. But when you think about it, what are you really reading to read for? when you read. And I'm not saying just don't read them, but I mean, have a mixture of some shit. Learn something from something, you know? But, yes, I do believe that. The brain can be altered.
And, you know, I want to get biblical for a second because I feel like, you know, there's always a person or people out there that thinks differently. And, you know, some people feel like the mind can't be altered. But what the fuck does train a child up in a way that he should go, and even when he is old, he will not depart from it? Which is a verse from the Bible, Proverbs 22:6. And, again, it sounds like training to me. And then even in Romans chapter 8:5-6, it reads, the mind governed by the flesh is death, but the mind governed by the spirit is life and peace. And I know that last scripture says so much, it went over a few of y'all heads. But anyways, we'll keep going. When you search biblically to find the definition of the mind in the Bible, it tells you that the mind is simply the inner being, or the sum, you know, the sum total of our mental, emotional, and spiritual faculties. So in the Old Testament, the word that often translates mind is often the word that they use for heart. So sometimes the word heart refers to the actual physical organ, but sometimes it refers to the inner being as well, the seat of will and the emotions. And so going down into the New Testament, the word cardia, which is a Greek word for heart, can also be referred to as the physical organ, but is often related, often translated to mind as well. So today, often set the mind and the heart, feel like we set it against each other when they operate as one. But even though, you know, people feel like they know in their mind that it was a bad idea, they followed their heart. So again, those two are connected, and I feel like sometimes we speak of head knowledge versus heart knowledge, which is one of the same, and I'm going to tell you why. Because when you go down into, we're not going to go through it ancient times, but the Greek word phroneo is translated to mind as well, and when I hear the phroneo, it reminds me of the Matrix, because, you know, Neo was the chosen one. It was all in the mind. And so it refers to a person's understanding, views, and opinions. Okay, so if that's the mind, what is the brain? The brain is an organ of the human anatomy, okay? It's a tangible, organic, and observable. But when the Bible speaks of the brain, it correlates to our outer man or body. So I feel like, and this is where the shit gets tricky. So the organ of the brain is a physical outer person reality. It's not the mind. And it stands in contrast to the mind. So to be most biblical, which would make it more accurate, they feel like people should speak of the brain as an outer person and the mind as an inner person. So it breaks it down. So I know we spoke on the brain and the mind earlier, but again, the brain being the outer person and the mind being inner. And so the dangers of confusing the two, the mind and the brain, and I don't know if this is going to make sense, but I want you to tell me if this makes sense, because the mind cannot become ill, as in a pathological disease or sickness infecting the mind. To be insane is possible, as evidenced throughout, you know, history, Bible, wherever you want to search for this. But yet, insanity is a reference to faulty senses. So your senses are not working as they should, which causes people to consider you out of your fucking mind. However, insanity is not a mental illness. Mental illness is defined as a health condition involving changes in thinking, emotions, and behavior, and combination of those, whatever. So I feel like it is beyond the scope of the podcast to critique the mental illness, but mental illness is ideally a direct outworking of a conflation of the mind and the brain. So the immaterial is not and will never be inflicted by the material. And again, I don't even know if this is making sense. But this is how I broke down the mind and the brain. And so, for instance, you know, the body can undergo, changes, like you get cancer, pneumonia, or you break a bone. Okay, But however, that broken bone, that cancer, it can't affect the mind. But at the same time, me saying that, I feel like people do let it affect their mind because that's what they were taught to do.
Yeah.
So, again, I don't know if that made sense, but Queen Rich, do you see the difference between the mind and the brain? And do you have anything to add to that?
Kind of, sort of, I see the difference because, I mean, like, the brain I feel like can be tested through, like, you know, how they tell you your brain chemicals is off when you have mental illnesses and, you know, stuff like that. But I feel like I look at my mind as just not even an organ, you know, and I always have, and I'm not sure if that's, you know, something different or, you know, other people think like that or not. But what I mean is I can be feeling, you know, one way, like, you know what I'm saying? I don't know how to explain it, but I can be feeling a certain way, right, in the mind, but feeling a certain way in the body at the same time. I don't know if that makes sense or not, but I've always thought of my thoughts as, like, you don't think your thoughts brain, do you? You know what I'm saying? It comes from the mind, right? It just never made sense to think as of, you know, the both as one, in, you know what I'm saying? Like, to me. And I don't know, man. This shit is crazy because now that I'm actually thinking about it, I didn't know that everybody didn't think like that. Because it always made sense to me that the mind was attached to the soul and the brain is attached to the body. That's how I look at it. And it just, I just didn't think that people didn't think like that. It's just, it's mind-blowing to me because I've never talked about this. Because it seems weird, right? Like, you feel, I don't know if anybody else does, but I feel weird speaking like this because it's hard to explain, you know what I'm saying? It's in your brain. It's in your mind. Oh, you know what I'm saying? It's there, but it's hard to articulate it and push it out your mouth to let motherfuckers know, hey, this is what's going on. Because you sound crazy. You sound like you've lost your fucking mind. But, I mean, it's a rabbit hole for me, honestly.
Well, it shouldn't be, because I wanted to touch on this later, but since you brought it up, it reminded me of myself, because the same shit that you just said, it made me think of myself, because you don't know how to explain to somebody, like, hey, up here, I'm a little fucked up, but in my body, I'm feeling good. I feel like I want to dance, but in my head, I probably want to kill somebody. Ain't no telling what I'm thinking. But that is a split brain, because, you know, a lot of people, I don't know if you've ever heard it, but some people used to say back in the day, like, I heard someone tell somebody, girl, you smart enough, not me, but they were saying, girl, you smart enough to have two brains. And somebody was like, we do have two brains. And people were like, you're not born with two brains. And people were like, you do have two brains, but not two brains as we know it. And so there is a thing called split brain, which is the dual consciousness, to where, you know, like you just stated. So that is a real thing. And I feel like people need to tap in. But like you said, everybody don't even have a inner dialect to even grasp the concept of what the fuck we're saying right now. But, you know, when you get to the brain, you know, the brain is made up of a billion brain cells called neurons. So that's a combination of the neurons sending signals at once. It produces an enormous amount of electrical activity in the brain. And so these electrical pulses from masses of neurons communicating with each other, they produce the brain waves. And so that's what I really wanted to get into today, the brain waves. But the brainwave speed is measured in hertz. I know we talk about hertz a lot, and that is the cycles per second. And they are divided into bands, describe slow, moderate, and fast waves. And brainwaves are usually broken down into five main frequencies, and we speak on frequencies a lot. And you have the beta waves, the alpha waves, the theta waves, the delta waves, and the gamma waves. So not only do the brainwaves vary in frequencies, the waves occurring within a period of a time, they also vary in aptitude, you know, the depth and the height of each wave. And so the first one I wanted to get into would be the alpha wave. And so with a frequency range of 8 hertz to 12 hertz, alpha is emitted when we are in a state of physical and mental relaxation. You can call it awake, but not processing much information. So studies show that the alpha state signifies increases the beta endorphin. And so what all of that is the natural occurring chemicals that are linked to the feelings of the expanded mental clarity, and, you know, they generate an internal environment for new learning, accessing previous learning information. And so the benefits of the alpha wave would be to reduce anxiety. You know, it helps alleviate stress, depression, reduces chronic pain, reduction of the high blood pressure, increases athletic performance, you know, the blood flow and all of those good things. But when I get to thinking about the benefits of these waves that we're going to continue to go through, I feel like a lot of things were just labeled along with the programming. So as they were programming, they were labeling these things to make you feel other ways outside of the natural state of being. And so the second one would be the beta waves. And so this wave, it is the fight-flight response. So within a frequency range of 12 hertz to 27 hertz, the beta waves are emitted when we are consciously alert and we feel agitated, tense, and afraid. Many people lack sufficient beta activity, which can cause mental or emotional disorders such as depression or insomnia. Again, just labeling shit. I don't even think depression and all this shit really exists. But the beta waves, they are, again, they are responsible for the fight-flight response. They improve concentration, alertness, improving the logic, reason, and critical thinking. And going down into the beta waves, they present in the frequency range of 3 hertz to 8 hertz. These waves are often, they're almost, you know, reduced with consciousness, light sleep, extreme relaxation. And these are also very receptive mental state, a mental state that has been proven useful for hypnotherapy, which I'm going to get into later, and, you know, self-hypnosis if you do that as well. And it does improve the physical healing, sleep on site. Those of you that need more rest, tap into that theta brain wave. And, you know, it releases beneficial hormones related to health and longevity, also reducing that mental fatigue get now and then. And then the delta waves, are present with a frequency range of 0.2 hertz to 3 hertz. And the delta waves are emitted during sleeping, you know, during the dreamless sleep when we're unconscious. And delta is the slowest band of the brain waves. So you do not dream in this state and you're completely unconscious. And so this one, the benefits as well, you know, human growth hormone, it helps with the anti-aging hormones, but I know that we age ourselves by the words that we speak, so you can get up out of that as well. And then the last one would be the gamma waves with the frequency range of 27 hertz and up. And so I know we vibe off the gamma waves a lot, especially when we meditate or when we play, you know, the music on the podcast. And those gamma waves are associated with, you know, the formation of ideas, language, memory processing, and various types of learning. And the gamma waves have been shown to disappear during the deep sleep induced by, you know, anesthesia or shit like that, but will return attention back to the wakeful state. And so the gamma brain waves, the benefits of those, you know, you have a high level of intelligence, you're more compassionate, you have self-control, and again, that average feeling of natural happiness, not the shit that, you know, you got to take the pills to make you feel happy and shit. But I wanted to see, Queen Rich, just with you, after going over these brainwaves, like, which one do you feel like you're on a lot, and what do you feel would happen if the brainwaves were out of balance?
Well, so you brought it to my attention, the names of this stuff, you know what I'm saying? And I read up, you know what I mean? And I feel like lately being outdoors and, you know what I mean, in nature and stuff, being on that high, I feel like I've been on the, I want to say the beta, but I'm not sure because, like I said, I'm new to this. I'm always learning when you teach a girl, and I appreciate it so much. But I feel like that because I don't know what to tell the difference is, like, with the frequency and, you know what I mean, the hertz and stuff like that. But I feel like I've been vibing low. And then just now I'm getting back up. So it's like between two different ones. I don't know what the other one is, honestly. But I think maybe that was the Delta one, the low vibrating, you know, I'm not sure, but I've been out there, and the way I feel is it amplifies even more being in nature. And now that it's warming up and stuff like that, like I said, I'm going to start making that my daily routine because I hate to feel sluggish. I hate to feel, not being able to sleep, that insomnia feeling, like that shit bothers my fucking mood for days and days and days. And who wants to fucking be around that?
Yeah, I get what you're saying. And you know, I didn't even know I wanted to ask you that until I did. And it brought something to me because shit, here I am thinking, shit, I'm vibing off them gamma waves. No, when you put it how you put it, it seems like, you know, I have, you know, this week I've bounced between three. And those three would be most definitely those beta, theta, and then the gamma. And I say the theta because I do a lot of hypnosis. It was brung to me when I started, you know, counseling in my younger age. And so it was something that I didn't know I needed. And then, you know, just using those recorded affirmations, the motivational speeches that we do, you know, those are those beta brainwaves. So I'm glad to be caught up on those. At first I was feeling like, you know, because I feel like we always preach on vibrating higher, but I feel like we need to be more realistic.
Right.
And there's going to be days that we're going to vibrate low. Like there's going to be days we vibrate in between, but no matter what, we're going to vibrate high when it's all said and done. And so, you know, with the brainwaves being out of balance, you know, there will be corresponding problems in our emotional and neurophysical health. Research has identified brainwave patterns associated with all sorts of emotional and neurological conditions. And this one for me, this one hits hard because I know when my chakras are unbalanced, like me, just all of it. And so it does cause a over arousal in certain brain areas, and it's linked with anxiety disorder, sleep problems. I've been having sleep problems, and you know I have nightmares in the daytime and nighttime.
Yeah.
And so just been agitated and, you know, shit like that. So I definitely, you know, I'm glad that I have been getting out in nature because I never would have caught this shit if I never would have sat down and did the research on it. And so that under arousal, you know, it can lead to, you know, different types of depression, the attention deflection, you know, chronic pain, insomnia as well. So it don't matter if you're overdoing it, underdoing it, it's going to lead to something. So you need to be able to balance it. And while, you know, the instabilities in the brain rhythms correlate with obsessive compulsive disorder, you know, aggressive behavior, age, by age, rage, panic attacks, bipolar disorder, anorexia, bulimia, diabetes, hypoglycemia, and then explosive behavior. But again, I feel like when we get to labeling shit like that, people was just labeling stuff because they needed something to do. Do you remember the time we talked about the two surgeons that, you know, I believe they lost their license. This is way before our time. But then they turned into psychiatrists because they knew that, you know, you could still be considered a doctor by working on someone's mind. So they started doing all this shit, altering people's mind. And, again, this is way before us.
Yeah.
And so
yeah,
that's why I'm just kind of like, are you sure we were not born with it and it was just altered? Or are you sure we're, you know, we're basing this life off experience. So, you know, research has shown that although one brainwave, you know, it may stay prominent at one given time depending on the activity level of the individual, and the remaining four brain states are present in the mix of the brain waves at the same time. But knowledge of the brainwave states enhances a person's ability to make sure to make use of the specialized characteristics of those states. And so just I feel like it's just being mindful to your mentalness, because I don't want to call it a mental illness or none of that shit. But again, it right. does help with the mind, you know, in different areas. And so I feel like we need to all be, well, we can't all be, but more focused, relaxed, and creative, and have a restful sleep. So, because when your brain waves is off, I get to thinking, what the fuck is wrong with you? And then I'm the one looking like a bitch because I'm trying to figure out how your brain works. But you're just caught up in a brain state that I'm not. So, but again, we have the knowledge over the brain waves. But who cares, right? Because it don't really sound important. So when you already yeah. went there, we already went there, and I need to go physically, and that should tell you, you know, since we went here, that we're here, but we went back biblically, and then we went back years before us. So that should tell you that motherfuckers have been studying the brain way before then, and for the Bible to be part of the stolen Anunnaki, the same way. You know, it's the same thing, so more on the timeline of the brain of studying. So, again, they've been doing this shit before we were thought of, even came into play, and we came into the civilization. No matter what color you are, all this shit was here before we even existed. So, we went there, so let's go ahead and go to the 16, 1700s. And I wanted to touch on the Enlightenment, a.k.a. the Age of Reason, due to the scientific revolution. And so the Enlightenment, they included a range of ideas centered, you know, the value of a human's happiness, the pursuit of knowledge obtained by, you know, means of reason and the evidence of the sense, and ideas such as the natural law, liberty, progress, toleration, fraternity, constitutional government, and separation of church and state. Okay? And so as I was reading through all of that, because this is what really got me on this, the Enlightenment, because I feel like they do shit like now, like with the women laws. Y'all let a whole bunch of old-ass men make laws for new shit, and I don't like it. And so the English philosopher John Locke, he argued that the authority of the government stems from a social contract based on natural rights. And so according to Locke, the authority of government was limited and required the consent of the governed. So the social contract is, they state, is a theory or a model that originated during the Age of Enlightenment and usually, although not always, concerns, you know, the authority of the state over an individual. So when I got to reading the social contract, you know, it argues that there are typically individuals that have consented either explicitly or tactically to surrender some of their freedom and submit to the authority, you know, of the ruler, whoever you want to call it, in exchange for protection of the remaining rights and maintenance of the social order. I ain't give my rights over to a motherfucking person. So why are we still under this social contract when we got a brain to think for our fucking self? I don't need you to think for me. But again, it goes back to the programming you were speaking of. And so we always say this on the show, you know, white people know more about us than we know about us. White people have the studies of us, you know, making us, you know, they know who we truly are and what we could become. And so they also knew about the power of frequency, but that's not all they knew. Maybe it's just me. But Queen Rich, have you ever noticed or wondered why the fraternities and the sororities are named after the brainwaves?
No, because I never really even, like I told you before, I ain't gonna lie, I'm not gonna cap. I never even knew that. Girl, when you was talking about sororities, I thought it was like Sigma, because it is, you know what I mean? Like, you know, it's exactly yeah. what I thought it was, but I wasn't thinking, you know? It's crazy. But every time I think of sorority, I think of stepping. You know what I'm saying? You know, and I don't even know what it's for, and mm-hmm. I always wonder, like, what is the reason that this is called that? But think about it. All that stepping and you know what I'm saying? That clapping, mm-hmm. the chant, all of that is on a frequency. You know what I mean? I don't, girl, you're blowing my mind.
well, before we had Stump the Yard and Theta Nu Theta, and the rest of them motherfuckers,
right.
You know, they
right.
had the first one, the first meeting they had was for the Phi Beta Kappa Society, and that was in December, well, that was on December 5th in 1776. And that was the College of William and Mary in Williamsburg, Virginia. And so back then, it was more of a secret society. It wasn't all the stepping that we see. And when you
yeah.
think about it, well, when you do the research as well, I don't even know what made me think it is. It's, I was just sitting and rambling on about this Richard Boyle shit because I could not wrap my mind around you feeling like we not born with a wisdom. It just, all this shit just started popping up. So when I got into looking into it, it was just like, so, okay, like you just said, what is this for? Like, why did y'all create this shit? And when you go back and look into it when it was first started, they were closed society. So most of them now,
right.
they're open. But like you said, what did they study in secrecy besides Freemasonry?
Right.
So the study of fundamental nature of knowledge, reality, and existence. So on top of that, every academic program I searched for, you know, back then when it first started, it was science-based. So, again, that's what led me to, you know, those two surgeons becoming psychiatrists because they knew that I might not can alter your body parts no more, but I can alter the way you fucking think. And I feel
right.
like that's what the United States did. Because when you think about it, every fucking thing is programming, like we stated. It everything programs you. Everything is to teach you. But if I'm born with this wisdom, I can teach myself. Why do I need you? You know, why do we need the social contracts? Why when I feel like I'm not myself within myself, you label it depression? Bitch, I could just not be feeling good that day.
Right.
So it led me to another thing, because I got a call yesterday, and I guess I just needed to talk to this person, because he asked me, he said, do you believe that people can control your mind from their phone? And I started to hang up on him, because I don't play with people calling in playing on the phone, because I'm at work. He said, I know this sounds like a stupid question, and please don't hang up on me, because the last lady did. I want to know, is there a way that someone could be fucking with my mind through my phone, and I'm going to tell you why after you answer me. So I say, sir, I do apologize. I've never heard of that. So he goes in, and he was like, okay, well, I'm just going to be honest with you. So he started telling me the situation. Long story short, he got his phone under someone else's account, and I feel like they're hacking him. But what he said next fucking blew my mind. So he was just like, I just got out of jail. I lost my house, I lost my car, and I'm losing my family. Everybody think I'm crazy, but I know it's something going on and somebody is altering my mind. I don't know if it's this phone. I don't know if it's the people I'm around or who I'm seeing. You know, he said, if I need to leave my girl alone, I will. If I need to get away from my family, I will. And again, you know where I work. We don't do these type of calls. Like, come on now, you need to call suicide hotline or something. Like, we take orders, sir. So, you know, I'm just talking to him because at this point, the motherfucker had me scared because I'm like, you know, and we people of color. He, we not raised to call the law. But the more he started talking about a person being able to see him shower, but he was seeing it in his mind before it happened on his phone. So I didn't know if he was fucking with me or what. But then he got to, you know, he calmed down. He was just like, have you heard of hypnosis? And, you know, that's my shit. So I was just like, yeah. He's like, I feel like somebody has me hypnotized, and I just been doing shit. Like, I went to jail for cutting wires off of me. I done punched a hole in the wall. Like, he said he punched a hole in the wall and found something recording him. Like, he's finding ear tags and shit. Like, he's really, like, going through shit like this. So I'm like, somebody hypnotized you and you didn't. He was trying to be freaky with this dude because he kept saying, hey, he wanted me to do some things, but I wasn't down with it, and I wanted to stop. I'm not trying to laugh, but it was just like, I wanted to get in his business. And I told him, I'm sorry, I'm not trying to get in your business, but can you tell me what's going on? He's like, I think I'm about to have to call the law. You know, he was just like, because I can't get out of this state. I mean, this is not me. And like, he was really telling me this, and I'm like, He was like, okay, something about to happen, and they about to tap into this phone. Tell you, I lost that motherfucker on that phone call. Like, I said, so I said, are they tapping in on me too? Did I lose the call? And I really lost the call. And when I called back, I got a whole nother person, and she said, thank you for calling Motel 6. What? So, yes. So I'm like, what you fucking with my brain? Because I'm talking. Yes, I don't know what was going on.
Wait a second now.
So
because when you first said, when you first said he said he just got out of jail, that threw me because he might just have been, you know, paranoid and was at the room smoking, doing some shit he wasn't supposed to be doing. And that's why, I mean, you know, I don't know. But
he said the government put wires on him and he went to jail for cutting them off. I don't know. But
that's what I'm saying.
I wanted to ask you. He blew my mind. So that's why I wanted to ask you, like, do you believe in hypnosis? I know I do, but the level that he's on, he said he's been going through this for 4 months. Do you? Because I feel like that's kind of what the United States has done to us. They have the United States under hypnosis, and this may sound weird. It may sound like I'm reaching, but I do really feel like that. Like, this technology, they knew about this shit. Like, they know the laws of, you know, the 369. They know the frequencies, you know what I'm saying? So they already know the vibe. So it's kind of like, y'all don't know shit. I'm gonna put this in front of y'all, and this is what this is. You might think you're watching TV, but again, that is a hypnosis within itself.
But
I listened to something exactly, and then Lil Uzi, and I tell people all the time, he Lucifer, but when you listen to his music, and even in one of his interviews, everybody will say, I made music to hypnotize people. I got y'all under hypnosis.
Yep.
Do you believe in shit like that?
Yes. It's all together. And that's why I feel like radio and, you know, fucking Bluetooth and whatever, the internet, whatever, however the fuck you listening or watching and shit like that, it taps you that your brain is, you know what I'm saying, on. And that's what got people so fucking lost and stuck in the fucking sauce. Like, right now, I'm tripping, though. Like, for real, I'm really tripping. Like, I'm sitting in the car, and I see a bird. First, I see a bird on the fucking, and it's watching me. Now I feel like the man.
No, because, like, you know, them birds ain't real birds. We know which birds is real.
It's not a familiar bird. All the other birds around here black. This bitch just came out of nowhere and sat here, and it's looking at me. No lie. So I'll be feeling like, yes, like, shit is simulations and shit going on. Like, we is in a big-ass fucking computer game or some shit. Ain't no way.
We are in the
Because
matrix.
I don't even understand how. You hear me? Like, I don't understand how shit is just, like, this current is just invisible. What is the internet? What the fuck is the fucking internet?
Exactly.
You know,
is the internet?
But, like, can I hold the internet in my hand? I mean, I am, like, a device, but you get what I'm saying. Like, it's a whole, like, it's just so fucking weird. And they're using this shit, this type of technology and things like that to tap into us and have us so stuck into this fucking so-called American free home of the, what the fuck is it? Because I don't even know. Home of the brave.
Land of the free. Because it ain't free. Oh,
really
not fucking
free of the land, bitches. Fuck
shit.
Wait,
fucked up land.
No, for real. No, for real. And got everybody is on, like, you know what I mean? We're all in different regions. Like, think about time zones and shit. And the sun rising all at a different time in a different place everywhere. You know what I'm saying? But it's morning here. It's evening there. How? How the fuck? Who made this up?
Exactly.
Who started it?
Exactly, and we don't got enough time to talk about it, but this enlightenment, the age of reason, that's when these motherfucking globe, these circle-ass maps started coming into play as well. They wanted to program us, and I feel like people, they just don't get this shit. Like, everything about these people, it was to program us. But like you said, how the fuck we all on different regions in the sun? We all seeing the sun. The only logical reason I can think would be the earth is it's flat. And we're all in this dome. That's why we're able to fucking see it. Ain't no way in hell you on this side of the world, I'm on this side of the world, and we see the same shit at the same time. It's not possible. I don't give a fuck what type of science you do. That science ain't science, and the math ain't math, because it don't add up.
At all. And it's just all fucking. See, that's why I don't like to get to thinking like this, because I used to, I'm going to keep this one short. This is the reason why we have to find the balance, like you said. Because I will go and I have to teach myself that I have to, you know, steady. You know what I'm saying? You got to go slow and steady with this shit, because you will fucking blow your own mind trying to figure this shit out. You know what I mean? You still have to live this your physical life. And I guess that's where these entities and shit come in at. Like, you know how they say, you know, when in a court of law, like, if you claim your nationality, like, you know what I mean, and they don't have no fucking jurisdiction over you because you are a living being. You know what I'm saying? It's so fucked up. Like, why would you do that? Like, why? Who thought of this? To just screw every fucking body and everything. Mm-hmm. I don't give a fuck what color you are, what religion you are. It's all a fucking circus. Like, so can we stop fucking, you know what I'm saying, paying attention to the shit and just naturally, you know what I mean, grow and evolve together on this spiritual fucking journey? Please.
I don't know about the evolving together, because I'm sorry. They just did too motherfucking much for me to want to evolve with them. Not saying like we can't, but
film.
We ain't there right now. Oh, okay. Hell no.
You know,
but I do want them to know, like, white people, they don't give a fuck about y'all neither. They just can't really fuck with y'all the way that they fuck with us. And I feel like people like, you know, myself and Queen Rich, I ain't let nobody fuck with me no more. I don't give a fuck. Government, preacher, pastor, I don't give a fuck what you is.
No.
Bitch, we are going to get some corrective action over here. But, you know, we focus on, you know, Austin, the brain. They most definitely need to know your place. And like you said, I want to backdoor off of what you said. Take your time with this shit, because I'm one of them people, boy, I hear something, and if I can't figure it out, I'm in them books. I'm in whatever I need to be in. I keep telling myself, I've been texting my sister about this shit for 3 weeks. So I already knew I wanted to do the podcast before I missed last Wednesday. So it's been within me, and even today, like, I feel like I'm still learning. But I know we're running low on time. I just wanted to ask you, Queen Rich, like, what are some ways that you train your brain out of the matrix?
Oh. Well, like, meditating, breathing, like, fucking puzzles and shit like that, because I have a real problem with remembering. I ain't gonna lie. And that shit ain't nothing to play with. Like, we're getting wiser. Like, for real, girl, I need to do it some more. I need to download me some puzzle games, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? Because it's ridiculous. The memory is ridiculous right now. Like, I need to get me some crossword puzzles and shit like that, because when you're at your most soberest state, and this was the only time I was in my most soberest state was in prison. And I would fucking, you know what I'm saying, fly through the shit, you know what I'm saying, just because. It ain't got to be because you're bored or you ain't got nothing else to do. That's just something that you need to do for you. And I'm learning that my damn self, because I miss that shit. Like, I'm not going to lie. Shit was so motherfucking peaceful in that bitch. It was so peaceful.
I be telling my kids that shit. Boy.
You ain't worried
about it. It's peaceful. You ain't got no kids.
You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, you know what I'm saying? That's where the emotions and everything else come in to play love.
Yeah.
And you know what I mean? Missing motherfuckers and missing your kids. And, you know, but I got to keep my brain active, do some motherfucking math, count up, you know, get to adding up bills just to motherfucking do some math for some have a purpose.
Mm-hmm.
God damn it, to be doing some shit, you know? But that's this podcast, like, it just, this is what does that for me, you know what I mean? Having to research and having a passion to figure shit out, actually, you know what I mean? I kind of miss school. I need to go back. I was just on that. I'm going to get my barbering license. I'm going to learn something new.
Why I said that, I wanted to be a barber, and I wanted to go to school to be to do psychology, maybe like a therapist. But I'm not rushing it on the hair because I already, you know, do natural hair. But most definitely want to learn how to cut. And the way that you train your brain is really good because I'm real big on, you know, those puzzles because I remember every fucking thing. I don't give a fuck. You ain't getting shit past me. I remember shit from when I was young. But what I don't do, and another thing is, you know, another way to train your brain would be to interact with others. You know, because we train our brains by learning from others. So social motivation, you know, and social contract can help to improve memory formation and recall. And, you know, it protects the brain from that neurodegenerative disease. So when we learn with purpose of sharing our knowledge with others, we learn better. And your brain has the ability to learn and grow as you age. So a process, that process is called the brain plasticity. And but for it to do so, you have to train your brain on a regular basis. So embracing a new, you know, activity that also forces you to think and learn, like Queen Rich said, and requires ongoing practice can be one of the best ways to keep the brain healthy. But I wanted to see, Queen Rich, before we close out, did you have any words to add to the show?
Well, I just want to say thank y'all for, you know what I mean, getting with it. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's hard to talk about shit that you can't explain. You know, like, thank you. I appreciate the listeners. Y'all come back and fuck with us on Sunday. And then again on Monday, 7 p.m. on Sunday, but 9, 8 a.m. for motivational motherfucking Monday. And I love y'all so, so much.
All right. And, well, beautiful people, that is it for us tonight. I love you all as well. And I thank y'all for continuing to tap in with the hottest podcast on Blog Talk Radio. And like Queen Rich said, don't forget to tap in with us on those days. Until next time, continue to vibrate higher. Need a checkup, look at the